you could be diabetic in later life. And but when you're younger, you think, oh well, you know, it's way down the line, you know, or you don't even think about it at all. You just keep on. You try for a little while, as I say, but you just give up in the end. Just go your own sweet way. And then when you've got it, you think, oh, I wish I'd have listened to them, you know, now.
Can you think of anything, any way that one could get through to people?
Oh, it's difficult, really. I suppose if they were taken somewhere and shown the people that have got it, and they could listen to them and sort of, oh, probably I'm saying this now and I'm recording it, but I'm not saying that I'm interested in any way, but they might find it beneficial to them to sort of listen to people and sort of think, oh, I don't want to go down that road. That might happen to me. I think it might be a sort of a wake-up call, you know, to them. I don't really know. I can't think of anything else that would sort of do it. It's like, as I sort of saying, taking people that smoke to the actual people that have sort of got lung cancer or emphysema or what it is, if it is that called, that can't sort of breathe and that, you know, to stop smoking. I think it might have some sort of bearing on them. I don't know. I think that would be perhaps the only thing that would sort of get through to them. I don't know.
There seems to have been a lot more publicity about diabetes recently. Have you noticed any changes in attitudes when you tell people you're diabetic?
No, not really. No, I don't. I can't really say that I have. Not really, no.
Would you have any message to anyone who is diagnosed with diabetes now?
Well, other than just to follow what the doctor says to do your diet and not to be. I've got a brother now that he does to a certain extent ignore everything the doctor says, but he seems to be losing weight, which is so annoying, and that grieves me a bit, you know, that he's losing weight and doing all the wrong things, and there's me gone blind and doing everything right and nothing's happening to lose weight, you know. So I don't really know the answer to that, but I don't know.
What keeps you going?
I think probably my outlook to life. I'm a bit if it doesn't happen, you know, don't wish it to happen, or I'm a bit blasé about it, I suppose. I just don't go on from day to day. I just get by, you know. I'm quite sort of a happy person in a sense. Perhaps I don't sound it now, but I am quite a happy sort of person, a happy-go-lucky. I never seem to let things get me down or worry. If it gets me down for a moment, I sort of pull myself out of it by talking to myself and saying, come on, you silly bitch, get on with it. And so it just seems to be, you know, because you see somebody that's totally worse off than you, for starters. And I did feel a bit down at one time when I went to the hospital thinking about this. And I saw this man with no legs, and I thought, oh, whatever are you grumbling about or thinking that you're down, you know. It's stupid, you know. So you always see somebody that's worse off than you, and that's how I sort of get by, I think, really.